And John and Teresa Whitty are in our studio once again for our Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And what a cold week we're having.
Huh? Yeah, it has been something, hasn't
it?
I
made John drive me here today.
I mean, you didn't walk?
I didn't walk.
You only got a block.
It was pretty sad, but you know, I guess this week is as good a time as they needed to get a good drive.
Yep.
So we'll go from there.
Stay warm.
Yeah, it really has been something.
Yep. Well, actually, speaking of cold temperatures, this is kind of what we're talking about.
It is.
Good subject matter.
You know, people often ask, you know, how cold can you have stuff? You know, like you leave a laptop in your car or what, or your phone. You know, people leave their phones sometimes in their car, forget them, or even outside if you have a pocket or something that's exposed. What happens to these phones when it's, you know, 30 below air temperature?
Or you have your laptop in your car
overnight.
Pickup,
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be interesting just to see. So I started with looking up iPads, because I know some guys have iPads in their machinery, you know, that they use for their climate or whatever they have. And, you know, what happens with those things that are out there? So
You mean like in a tractor?
Combine? You know, they hook all your gadgets to it, then they can get reports. And I imagine most of them take them out. But there's got to be an iPad somewhere in a, you know, unheated shop around the area. And so I looked at Apple, and they talked about, you know, they're good to maximum temperatures, you know, really low temperatures. 32 degrees is the lowest they recommend. What wimps, huh?
I'm lost here. Okay. What do you mean?
So the operating range for iPhones, I'm just going to pick on Apple first here, is 32 degrees to 95 degrees. Okay.
So they're saying Fahrenheit. Below 30 degrees is not going to work?
Well, okay. Well, we'll talk about that more, but that's the recommended operating temperature.
Oh, okay.
So basically 32 to 95. They say that you can have your phone off in temperature ranges of 4 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit to 113 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, anything below 4 degrees Fahrenheit, if you're out and you have your phone on, or, you know, it's exposed to that temperature, it will actually shut off. It'll tell you that it's too cold.
Really?
And it will shut down your phone.
I wonder if anybody's experienced that, because I'm sure there's people who put their phones in their pocket and go skiing or snowmobiling whatnot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And
just this past week, walking down the sidewalk for 10 minutes.
Right.
Or outside shoveling or snow blowing, you got your cell phone on.
Exactly. You know, I keep mine in my pocket, but, you know, my legs get pretty cold, and, you know, and all these things. And how cold is it in my pocket? Apparently, it hasn't been that cold yet in the pocket. So, you know, and one of the main things that happens, the battery will just start shutting down because, you know, it needs some heat to produce the power it needs to run. So your phone might be freshly charged, and then you are in your car and it gets down to that temperature, it'll just run out of battery life if it's under 4 degrees below zero. Huh. And so that's one thing. Another thing that they talk about, if you get to 10 below Fahrenheit or colder, you have a chance of your LCD or your liquid crystal display screen could freeze and break. And
what temperature was that at again?
Yeah, LCD again is liquid crystal display.
So as any liquid, it can actually freeze and break at lower than 10 degrees below. Now, I've had computers come into the shop over the years that have been, you know, left in the backseat of a car over a weekend or at night, and they have shattered, and it's been not even 10 degrees below zero. I've also had computers that have been left in a car for a weekend when it's 15 below, and they're fine. So, you know, I guess choose your, you know, how much luck you have, but the bottom line is probably to take it in inside and let it warm out. So basically, there's a chart here that we looked at, and what happens to phones at different temperatures. So we're talking about phones now. We'll get into the computers and other stuff in a little bit. At 10 degrees, your screen, your display will start to dim, and that's because the liquid crystal just cannot, you know, move
produce enough
to do anything. At 10 below is when the battery starts to discharge very rapidly. So it'll just act like your battery's dead, if nothing else. At 20 below, and they tested several different phones, different brands of phones too, and at 20 below, they all shut down. Mm. So once they got that cold, the phones that were on just boom, done. Anything?
Well, let's just leave Teresa's phone outside for a few minutes.
Yeah, see how it works. Yeah, by the time we're done talking.
My phone. Come on now. I'm just sitting here quietly.
At 30 degrees, the battery can actually freeze and crack. There's not much extra room inside of some of these
30 below, you mean?
Devices. Yeah, 30 oh. below. It can do it. And also, that's when the LCD will likely freeze and crack. Mm. And that's something, even after you take it out and thaw it out, there's still going to be line. I mean, that's a permanent error. You know, it's going to not come back. And then at 40 to 50 below, all tested equipment that this group did when they tested the phones out, every one of them quit. So that was interesting about phones. So bottom line, keep it in your pocket or closer to yourself. And you know,
does it give a time frame how long it has to can it be out before it starts freezing?
Well,
you know, is it 5 minutes? Or
I think it's once it reaches those temperatures. Oh. So if your phone gets to 20 below, then that will happen.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it'll take over an hour to thaw out once you bring it back in. But all these phones, once they shut off, they brought them back in, and they would watch, and it would, you know, maybe after an hour they'd be able to power it up, but it'd still only be like 70% battery, and it was 100. Yep. And so they have to recharge it to do.
I'm sure there's some people listening that maybe have horror stories, like they're out ice fishing, their phone dropped out of their pockets, sitting on the lake,
and they found it by their truck.
Yep. And, you know, we love to hear your story, so give John and Teresa
a call.
For sure. Now, laptops, kind of the same thing. Laptops are not really supposed to be used under freezing, you know, so below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. You're not supposed to be used at that time. And it's kind of the same thing. There's actually more liquid crystal in those displays than there are in a phone. So they're actually a little more touchy. So if you get down to 10 below, you know, you forget your laptop in your car overnight, it's very likely. I'm not going to say it will, because there's some that never did, no matter how cold they made it.
Yeah.
It's very likely that it could crack. And then when you turn it back on, once it warms up, it will, you know, have lines in or something like that. Batteries are the same way. Batteries can freeze and break on those too. But let's say you got lucky. You know, you left it in your car tonight or whenever, and then you bring it back in the house. You don't want to power it up right away.
Right.
Why not?
Because the biggest thing is condensation. So, you know, think about the heat that these parts generate. If you fire it up when it's that cold, it's going to thaw out inside, and the components are going to get wet. It'd be equivalent to actually dropping some water inside your computer, which none of us would ever think about doing.
Right.
So, you know, they say at least an hour, but I've actually had my, I've done this.
Yep.
I left my computer in my bag and back of my truck. I'll say I do a morning stop and an afternoon stop somewhere, and I didn't need it for the morning stop. It's probably in that 0 degree some of these days in the back seat of my truck. And then I bring it in, and I take it out right away if I think I might use it, and let it just sit there. And I've come back an hour later, and it's still, you know, you feel cold to the touch. And I kind of wait till it's totally feels room temperature, and then I'll fire it up and use it.
Yep, yeah, we do that when people bring their computers in too, because, you know, people will stick it in their car and bring it in at lunchtime or something. And we just will let it warm up before we boot her up.
I know we've had this discussion in the summertime when it's 100 degrees, remember?
Right.
Now we're talking about the other side of it.
Only in Minnesota.
It's easier to find warnings about hot than it is cold, because people think that's just extreme conditions, but I guess we're just extreme.
Yep. Well, it's extreme this week, that's for sure.
Indeed.
I also looked up printers a little bit, because I know some guys that have like seed warehouses and stuff, and they'll have a printer in their shed.
Yep.
And they just leave it out there all year long. And, you know, and they've been getting by pretty good for the last several years, but now we're really cold again. If you have an inkjet printer, the ink cartridges in there, that's a water-based product. So it gets below 30 degrees, and it could freeze.
It's gonna freeze, yeah.
And they'll crack and expand, dry out right away, and make a mess inside your computer or inside your printer too. So you really want to be careful with those. You might want to, if you got one of those out in your shed or something in this kind of weather, bring it inside and just, you know, bring it back out when it's nicer out. And again, the same with the condensation. You know, if you're let's say you want to use your printer here and you warm it up a little bit, excuse me, you still have to worry about condensation because there's still warm parts in there, you know, that will heat up and then that'll cause potential shorts. And
how about laser jet printers? You find anything about them?
They use toner, which is kind of a plastic-based ink, you know, ink.
It's a powder, right?
It's a powder, so that does not freeze and break. However, most laser jet printers have an LCD display on them, you know, that you push and touch, you know, screen to choose, and that is in danger of cracking and breaking, too. So even laser jets, while, you know, probably not as obvious a problem, there's still the potential there of freezing and breaking that nice little screen you have on them. So,
and if that's broken, you can't really use them.
Yeah, they're almost unusable, except for just printing.
Printing.
Yeah,
right.
So those are some things to factor in, you know, so just keep... Get that stuff inside.
In case you didn't have anything else to worry about with the cold.
Right. So the stuff is tougher now than it used to be, but at the same time, it still has its limits.
All right, great subject matter to talk about at this time of year. And Teresa, you still build it? You building the RSI computers?
We are building them. That's right.
And they're for sale.
They are for sale.
You need a new computer.
If you break your printer, we've got printers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got you covered.
We got you covered. Come on by and see us. Now, this week, I should mention that we may be closed, just depending on how the roads are and the weather and whatnot.
Like,
but you can leave a message. We're listening to our answering machine frequently. But you can stop by and see us on Main Street in Madison or call 320-698-4747.
And it's not too cold for email to work. We can still email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. Thanks, guys, for coming in again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty, husband and wife, own RSI.
Happily.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.